This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. The government has reiterated that the country's petroleum and LPG supply situation is fully secure and under control. The country has 74 days of total reserve capacity and actual stock cover, including crude stocks, product stocks, and the dedicated strategic storage in caverns is around 60 days right now. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said all retail fuel outlets have enough supplies and there is no shortage of petrol, diesel or LPG anywhere in the country. The ministry yesterday informed that India is receiving more crude oil from its 41 plus suppliers across the world. The domestic refinery production has been ramped up by 40%, bringing daily LPG output to 50,000 metric tons, which is more than 60% of the country's requirement. It said approximately one full month of supply is firmly arranged, with additional procurement being finalized continuously. Oil companies are successfully delivering over 50 lakh cylinders every day. The ministry said the cylinder demand had gone up to 89 lakh cylinders due to panic ordering by consumers and has now come down to 50 lakh cylinders again. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that India's economy is doing extremely well under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, despite the ongoing West Asia crisis. Speaking at a summit organized by Private Channel in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Rijiju noted that India is dependent for its energy resources on other countries and it is managing its energy crisis very well. Mr. Rijiju also emphasized that Indian ships continue to pass safely through the Strait of Hormuz, reflecting India's strong diplomatic outreach and global standing.
If our ships are passing through Strait of Hormuz, some ships have already passed through and rest are likely to be very soon. That shows the position of India. India is one of the few countries who could speak to all parties. Our Prime Minister had got a call from US President. Our Prime Minister spoke to Israeli Prime Minister. Our Prime Minister spoke to Iranian President. Our Prime Minister spoke to all the head of the government of the Gulf countries. India is today sitting in a very comfortable situation despite challenging atmosphere. It is because of a decisive, very mature leadership.
The West Asia conflict has intensified over the past 6 hours, with Israel reporting fresh strikes inside Iran and expanding operations across Lebanon. Israeli officials say their forces carried out a wave of attacks in the central Iranian city of Isfahan and confirmed the killing of Ali Reza Tangsiri, the naval commander of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, along with other senior naval officers in an overnight strike. Israeli officials claimed that Tangsiri had been directly responsible for operations involving the mining and attempted blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, Iranian authorities have not yet issued an official response. Israeli forces also struck targets in southern Lebanon, including Tyr and Kfar Rumman, while issuing evacuation warnings to residents south of the Zarani River. U.S. President Donald Trump has extended his deadline for Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz to April 6. Donald Trump made this statement today in a social media post. He said he will hold off on bombing Iran's energy plants. The Embassy of India in UAE has expressed condolences at the tragic demise of an Indian national in Abu Dhabi yesterday. In a social media post, the embassy said that the death reportedly occurred due to falling debris in an unfortunate incident. The embassy added that it is in close coordination with UAE authorities to extend all possible support and assistance. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar yesterday highlighted the urgency of UNSC reforms, streamlining peacekeeping operations and strengthening humanitarian supply chains at the G7 Foreign Ministers Meeting session. The G7 FMM is being held at Abaye de Vaudre Cernay in France. Dr. Jaishankar said in a social media post that he spoke about reform of global governance. And that is the end of this news bulletin.